Kicking off hour number two of the show, you can take control of the airwaves, 1-800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Anything goes as always, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, you can take control of the phones. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the bulletin board system with over 900 people interacting, over 54,000 posts for you to surf around through. All of it is free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Absolutely. Your only chance. That's right. It's a singularity of liberty.
Enough of that. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. You can, again, talk about whatever you want. Adam in Maryland, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello, Adam.
Hey, guys.
How are you, sir?
I have some bad news for you, so I'm not feeling too good.
What's that?
I think it was about 2 weeks.
Oh, your phone's not doing too good either. Adam.
Oh, we're losing you here.
Hello, Adam.
Hello.
Oh, it sounds like you're, like, it sounds like you're way, way far, far away.
Hold on, let me.
That's much better.
There we go.
You can hear me now?
Yes,
I hear you now.
Okay. What did you hear? What was the last thing you heard?
I don't know.
Quiet. You have bad news, but we don't know what it is.
Yes.
Okay. A few weeks ago, or 2 weeks ago, we were talking about patents or something.
Mm-hmm. Patents, okay.
Yeah, well, I ran into a problem today with a company that is now suing colleges in Maryland about internet streaming.
Huh.
Apparently, they patented the idea of, data streaming over the internet, something about that. And you guys also might be affected by this, unfortunately.
It seems to me like if somebody's suing over internet streaming, they have their hands full as far as trying to, issue cease and desist to everybody that has an internet stream or to come after anybody with an internet stream, because there are literally thousands, if not maybe hundreds of thousands of different internet streams around the world. I think that we don't have really anything to worry about. Why are you so scared?
Because people are paying up. Companies are paying up. They're filing lawsuits left and right. They've been doing this for 2 years.
Huh.
And I am pewed.
Do you have some sort of link? Do you have anything more than just...
Yes, I do.
Why don't you post it on the bulletin board system over at freetalklive.com? I wouldn't be too concerned about it. It seems to me like even if they had the Supreme Court come out and say streaming must stop, it wouldn't stop it.
Guys,
you can't stop the internet. You can't stop the things that go on the internet. You can rule against all the file sharing technologies you want, the streams, all the websites you want to. They'll just pop up somewhere else.
This was just kind of like what happened about 5 years ago with Microsoft and Adobe and a couple of other companies getting together and forming what they called the Business Software Alliance.
Okay.
And they would send letters to various businesses saying, you know, they would look like legal notices from the BSA, mm-hmm. you know, like it was some sort of a big agency saying,
right.
Are you compliant? A BSA audit could happen at any time. Like there were BSA officials that would come in. If some Microsoft employee showed up at my company door saying, hey, I just want to check all your licenses for everything you have. No, go away.
Yeah,
leave me alone.
Here. But I'm from the BSA.
Why are you wearing that Microsoft shirt? Get out of here. No. Where's your badge?
Well, even if they had a badge, I still wouldn't let them in.
Well, in order to avoid additional troubles with further law enforcement with heavy sticks and guns, I might let them in, but, you know, still. If it was just some guy being like, hey, we sold you some software, we think, maybe, or did you steal it? Can I look and see if you stole anything of mine? No, go away.
So, basically, if this company or this company that claims they patented streaming wants to send us a cease and desist... I don't care.
Yeah. Good luck. You can't squeeze blood from a turnip.
Right.
They've gotten companies like AMD, CVS, Massachusetts, Priceline.com, and Sony to fork over some money. So,
interesting.
Serious business.
Well, Adam, post it on the BBS and be happy to look into it. Thanks for the time,
man.
Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791. So, to a very, very sick story. This one from LouRockwell.com. Becky Akers writes this, and I swear, she comes across some of the most amazing stories that they're just not getting reported on. It's called Waco Reprise, or Waco Revisited, whatever you want to call it. And it's shockingly similar to Waco, except minus the whole religious whack job aspect, minus the compound aspect.
Not 70 nuts in a warehouse.
Yeah, this is just one 70-year-old man that we're talking about. So she asks, how many rounds of ammunition, tear gas canisters, battering rams, thugs in uniforms, and hours does it take the government to pry one 70-year-old man from his home? So before we read the article, before we get into this really disgusting, disturbing story, how many?
One well-placed bullet.
Okay, you think one bullet. How many cops? 70-year-old man. 10 cops.
Yeah, I would imagine they would probably, you know, get lined up out there and all that stuff.
Okay, okay. And tear gas canisters.
Shot or?
Shot. Expended.
Couple. Two.
Okay. All right, here we go. Remember, we're talking Leviathan here. Says, oh, did you want to guess too?
I want to play the game. Is
okay,
there a prize?
Ahead. No, there's not.
Okay. Seriously, I would think in a situation like that, if a 70-year-old guy didn't show up for his court date, two cops, because most cops work in pairs,
okay,
you know, two cops show up at his house, one to kind of watch things outside, one to knock on the door and be like, hey, you missed your court date, you need to come to jail and come sit in this room until your next one so we can make sure you're going to be there. I figured that's all it would take.
Okay. So no tear gas in your...
No, in a standard situation, that's what I would expect to see.
Well, remember, we're talking Leviathan here, a raging reptile drunk on the blood of its victims who looks on us as grapes to be crushed. So while you're pondering the riddle above, consider what crimes justify this outsized response. Did Grandpa start a war overseas, killing thousands of innocent people while torturing others, a la the guy in the White House? Did he force folks from their homes, steal their weapons, imprison them without trial, and sentence or starve them, as did Louisiana's poltroons in the wake of Hurricane Katrina? No. This elderly gentleman failed to show up for a court date. Russell L. Diamond lives in a rural area of Pennsylvania. He's one of the old breed, a man who minds his own business and expects everyone else to mind theirs. Sounds like my kind of guy. She says that doesn't sit well, though, with the new breed, busybodies all, who have long flourished in small towns, but who now come armed with Leviathan's power. Wherever she uses Leviathan, she's talking about big government. They've harassed Mr. Diamond for years, most notably over the hopeless horses that he adopts. These animals are often one nay away from the glue factory, and Mr. Diamond's care brings some of them back from the brink of death. Others are too far gone,
and the rest end up in your classrooms.
Others are too far gone for even his TLC to resurrect. That gives the local animal nuts all the excuse that they need to charge him with animal cruelty. The cops are gunning for Mr. Diamond, too. They've arrested him 3 times this year for drunk driving, or so they would have us believe. Actually, what seems to have twisted their knickers is Mr. Diamond's driving with a suspended license. Good serfs ask our rulers permission before we drive cars that we've bought on roads that we've paid for. Also upsetting the officers was the expiration of Mr. Diamond's registration, inspection sticker, and insurance. Out-of-date paperwork like this, let alone 3 such examples on one car, endangers the public safety. Aren't you frightened by all these drivers that could be on the roads without all their paperwork filed correctly?
That is it's a little frightening.
Well, kudos to the eagle-eyed cops who spotted that lapsed sticker and got Desperado Diamond off the streets. Mr. Diamond was scheduled to appear in court to explain himself about the lack of paperwork for his car. Well, when he didn't show up, they sent an escort for him. 2 state troopers. You're right so far, Torgo. 2 state troopers showed up at his home about 1:30 on a summer's afternoon. Like many folks who live alone in isolated areas, Mr. Diamond didn't answer his door until he fetched his gun. Ever notice how nervous cops get when we arm ourselves? Yet, we're supposed to think nothing of their stalking holstered and hostile among us. Even in the boonies of Pennsylvania, cops issue press releases full of spin. The one about the abuse of Mr. Diamond claimed said firearm was pointed in the general direction of uniformed troopers. What do you think that means?
It means that he was holding a shotgun while he answered the door.
Mm-hmm. The Lebanon News Daily reported that the dreaded firearm was likely an old shotgun that Mr. Diamond has owned for decades. So, we will continue the story, which, the next step is to bring 30 more cops to his house.
How'd they get 30 cops in Pennsylvania?
What happened after that? You won't believe it. It's Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Janet from JLS Research has been preparing a revolutionary new product. Listeners have been having tremendous success with No BO. Now Janet would like to introduce to you her new products, like the Sweet Smell of Success Lotion Bar. Lotion bars are simply a lotion made into a solid bar rather than a liquid. You guys that are opposed to lotion bottles, this handmade bar is just for you. The ladies will also enjoy these lotion bars because of the four oils found in them are considered excellent for all skin types. Best of all, the lotion bars come in fragrances designed both for the ladies and the guys. Also new is the Sweet Smell of Success handmade body soap. This body soap contains no preservatives, detergents, fillers, or chemicals, nor is made with any animal fat. And the skin feels absolutely wonderful. Try the No BO deodorant, lotion bar, and the handmade all-natural soap and enjoy the Sweet Smell of Success today by calling toll-free 1-888-881-NO-BO. That's 1-888-881-6626. Or visit no-bo.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. You can call in, talk about what you want, personal issue, political problem, whatever's on your mind. 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to actually have a photo taken of themselves, proving that they listen to Free Talk Live. Now, usually that means that they have a sign that they've made up that references the show or perhaps references one of the personalities on the show. You can check it all out at freetalklive.com. It is the Shrine of Female Listeners.
You know, speaking of the Shrine, that reminds me of something. I want to have my own contest. Free Talk Live doesn't ever have contests. I want to have one.
Hmm.
Because...
What do you got in mind?
Well, you've got... Shriners who sent in their pictures, and I got little signs, Free Talk Live rocks,
yep.
Manwich rocks my socks, yay Manwich, oh Ian, yay, Free Talk Live.
I don't think
Live
any of them reference my name, they're all pretty much Manwich.
Yeah, Manwich is great, Free Talk Live is awesome. You know what, I get no love, and it's upsetting me, and so I'm going to just bribe women. That's what I'm going to do, I'm going to bribe them. I want Shriners to send in photos, validation photos, with good Torgo things on them.
You don't have any money, Torgo. What are you going to give them? Good loving?
No, random swag I've got lying around from various, you know, promotional things from having a radio show in the past and still having some contacts.
So, ladies, like, Torgo's going to give you some radio crap.
Yeah,
if you...
exactly. I have nothing to offer. I bring nothing to the table. I want to see how well these women can lie.
We'll give you a koozie cup.
No, man, I've got some copies of Stephen Lynch's newest CD, The Craig Machine, and I've got some logo gear from PokerStars.com. So,
you mean we shouldn't dig up some of the old Real Radio koozie cups from 3 years ago?
I think I've got some WTMY After Dark bumper stickers.
There you go.
If you know, someone wants some of those.
Old Free Talk Live swag. Great.
I have
one of those old cup cozies.
I have a Taste of the Goods steel coffee mug, if someone wants an aluminum coffee mug, I mean.
It actually has Taste of the Goods written on it?
Taste of the Goods logo, yeah, I had one made.
That's your old show, by the way. You have a show called Taste of the Goods.
All right, so, interesting.
So, anyway, I want women to
So what do you have to say?
Good Torgo. So I'm just good. Whoever,
something referencing Torgo.
Yep, and then I'll post them in the BBS, and I'll let people vote, and whoever has the best one will win some radio crap. So,
wow.
Free radio crap from Torgo. All you got to do
radio,
is
radio prize pack.
All you got to do is suck up to the fat man. That's right. It's the Free Talk Live prize pack. I won one of those about 3 years ago. You know what was in it? Nothing. You never gave me anything. I'm still waiting on my Real Radio t-shirt.
You're out of luck.
We'll even make one your size.
You are.
That's true.
What would you have done with it anyway?
Oh, man. I don't know.
Wore it for a sock?
Waxed my car with it?
All right. So we're talking about the second Waco here. It's not really as violent or as terrible, but it's pretty bad. And it involves one 70-year-old man. He refused to pay his... update his paperwork on his car. He had a suspended license. He had a few other things going on. And they caught him. They gave him a court date. He didn't show up. So two state troopers went out to his house, and he didn't answer the door. When he did finally come to the door, he had a shotgun. Now, this induced 30 more troopers.
Yeah, he lives in a rural area. You never know what's going to happen out someplace like that.
Okay.
So coming to the door with a shotgun makes a little sense.
Absolutely. So he came to the shotgun, and according to Becky Akers from LouRockwell.com, the cops considered themselves overmatched and hollered for help. Well, they produced 30 troopers in, according to the Patriot News, local newspaper, quote, in military garb, wearing body armor, and carrying assault weapons, who positioned themselves near the house. So now we have 32 government thugs boasting enough firepower to start a small war, intent on subduing an old 70-year-old man who skipped his court date. So overgunned were they that they actually evacuated two homes near Diamond's small farm. They figured those houses weren't smack up against Mr. Diamond's, but the cops intended to wreak such destruction that these distant neighbors were ordered out anyway. Next to arrive was a special emergency response team. That boosted the number to around 40 cops on hand there.
For a guy who didn't make his court date.
Right. The thugs sought to negotiate with Mr. Diamond before trying to murder him. Hard to understand how 40 bullies arrayed against one lone man can possibly negotiate, but the lexicon of the government differs vastly from ours. According to the Patriot News, the text of the negotiation was, "Pick up the phone. We're concerned about your safety. We want to know if you're all right." Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really would feel like they're concerned about my safety surrounding my house with 40 guys with armor, body armor, and high-powered weaponry. Great. So, she says, goons have been trespassing on a man's property for 4 hours, armed with assault weapons, obviously out for the kill, nonetheless profess themselves concerned for his safety. Our hero took that hypocrisy with the shaker of salt it deserved and stayed quiet. In fact, the only comment he offered during the entire episode came when the thugs added vandalism to their crimes by breaking down a door of his house. As they broke into his castle, Mr. Diamond allegedly fired his shotgun. The cops then backed off. Of course, they're painting this as an attempted murder rather than a man's defense of his property. And according to one of the cops, Corporal Bureaucrat Wenger, he says if one of the cops who broke down the door had entered, he would have been shot. Well, isn't it your castle? Isn't your home your castle? Shouldn't you be defending it from intruders?
At some point or another, they have to be able to take a lawbreaker in.
Our rulers took their revenge on Mr. Diamond by firing over 2 dozen gas canisters into the house.
Two dozen?
The news calls
24?
these...
tear gas canister? How big is this house?
I don't know. The news called the
1,200 square feet.
Man, what a... suffocated in there.
The news report calls them pepper spray, but an unnamed source told Diamond Sun that they were CS-14 gas. Obviously, that's hearsay. Tear gas comes in varying formulations, the mildest of which produces only burning eyes. The strongest causes immediate vomiting and prostration, according to Wikipedia. In 1993, the FBI bombed the Branch Davidian compound with CS gas. The variety used against Mr. Diamond was so virulent that when Russ Jr., his son, went to the house 2 days after the assault on his father, he found, quote, the effects were still severe enough, even in a well-ventilated house, to burn the skin off my lips after very limited exposure. Even outside of the house was horrendous. And according to the news, Diamond still didn't leave the house after 12 cans of gas were...
Well, that's because he couldn't move.
Probably not. Non-resistance often signals the government to have more fun, so the cops lobbed in another 50.
What?
That's right. 50 tear gas canisters into the house.
There is no way they shot 62 cans of tear gas into the house. I don't believe it. I just don't.
She doesn't link to the article here, but we'll have to dig around.
I think that information is flat out wrong.
She says this was made easier after an armored Humvee with a large battering ram demolished the building's entire front wall.
Oh, my God.
And then Godzilla showed up and ripped the roof off of the house and picked the man up and went stomping
off into
the
countryside. You don't believe that any of this is true? You don't think this is true?
I'm not saying I don't believe any of this is true. I'm saying I think some of the account might be slightly exaggerated. That'll teach Mr. Diamond and everyone else not to cut court in the future. The cops continued to plead for his surrender, though this time they apparently limited themselves to words. Perhaps they'd exhausted their ammunition. A neighbor told Russ Jr. that during the eight-hour-long siege, 8 hours is how long they spent trying to get this old man out of his house, he counted 136 gunshots. If so, Russ says, that's one from Dad and 135 from the troops, if Dad actually shot as they claim that he did. Corporal Wenger told the news that about 10 p.m. they concluded Diamond was not going to leave the house voluntarily.
Hmm.
You think? The thugs went in after him. If there's any justice in the world, they choked and vomited from the Waco's worth of tear gas that they inflicted on this poor old man. And, you know, I'll try and dig up this article, this news article, because she does cite the source. So we'll see if we can find out if it's true that they shot 50 or 62, I guess, total tear gas.
Actually, I'm sorry, it would have been 74.
More coming back. You can take control of the show. Jamie Togisto is on the line. This is Free Talk Live.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water, but without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live. But where oxygen is deficient, disease will thrive. Are you getting enough oxygen? If you spend much time indoors or live in an urban area, you're probably oxygen deficient and don't even know it. This makes you vulnerable to all types of chronic disease, as well as undue emotional stress. Clearly, increasing your body's oxygen level without negative side effects is critical to attaining good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. The Unmedical Miracle Oxygen is a book that will show you safe, easy ways to increase your body's oxygen level. Get it now for just $14.95 with free shipping by clicking the blue and white oxygen banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Remember the Brady's vacation of old? Which, of course, means the 60s. Then families drove cross-country to special destinations. But when I come back, some lesser-known attractions Marcia had to see to believe. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shumps, and Cragen today. Nostalgia on steroids. Now, these are fun and funky family vacations. Begin on the East Coast in Needham, Mass., with a visit to the Museum of Bad Art, celebrating clashing colors, poor perspective, and clowns rendered on velvet. If you're hungry, take in the Jolly Green Giant's 55-foot statue in Minnesota, or cruise by the Corn Palace in South Dakota. For the bomb, literally, head toward Trinity Site in New Mexico, where the first atomic firecracker was tested. And wrap up your extreme experience just south of Fairbanks, Alaska, for a visit to Santa Claus' house. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791, toll-free 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. All right, so we tried to dig out the info during that break, and I can't find any count, any official count at least, of the amount of tear gas canisters. So you're right to be, you're right to question it. It certainly is hearsay, Torgo.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, there was a bunch of cops that did go and have an 8-hour standoff with a 70-year-old man.
That's tear gas.
Right. And by the way, he's in jail with his bail set at $1 million, all for not showing up to court.
Well, it's probably pretty clear he's not coming back, so they might as well go ahead and do that.
Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to Jamie Togiso in Kentucky. Jamie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Yes, I would like to talk about Bush.
Okay. What kind of Bush?
George W. Bush.
The not fun kind. Okay, what about him?
What he's been saying about he's not going to bring the troops home and stuff.
Right.
They're going there and just handcuff him, and stuff him.
Cuff him and stuff him.
Well, you know, that'd be nice, Jamie told you so, but it's unlikely to ever happen because he's in charge of the executive branch, which is also the same branch that the police are operating underneath. So basically, they're not going to arrest their boss.
I tell you what, he's what I'm thinking, this is the same way Hitler did back
what do you mean?
In the day.
What do you mean?
Homeland Security and all that.
Mm-hmm.
He started a war. I mean, does this make any sense to you?
What make sense?
I don't know. Okay, you haven't got an idea out yet.
Okay, just say. Okay, what you know? Somebody's been saying, you know, talking about, you know, I don't post say their name, but you know who I'm talking about.
Okay,
got it. Thank you.
Okay, he's
one of the conspiracy theory shows.
Well, what did he have to say?
Yeah.
Well, you could take it as a conspiracy, but you also got to take it for truth too, because you start a problem. Okay, then action. Then they have a solution.
Uh huh.
When
right.
9/11 happened, that was the problem.
Ah, so you're one of those people.
They sent the troops over in Iraq. That was a solution.
Right. Do you think that George Bush is going to just name himself dictator and just abolish the 2008 elections?
Well, let me just put it this way. I don't think he's the Antichrist or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's the puppet for him.
Is that right?
He's
so you
the
think
puppet?
So you think the Antichrist is on Earth, right?
Yes. I believe the Antichrist is right here.
Now, that means that it's like time, right? Doesn't that mean it's the end times, Manwich? I mean, as the local religious expert.
Yeah,
I believe that the end times are approaching us. Because
how much more time do we have left, Jamie told you so?
I don't know. That's just like asking me when
something.
Is,
so you believe they're approaching
to add
gonna
numbers.
When is my chickens going to hatch? I don't know.
So you believe that the end times are upon us, but you don't really know how much upon us they are. It could be what, two days or 200 years? What's the maximum amount of time it's going to take before the end times are here?
Well, just look at Jerusalem.
I don't know. Where is it?
I mean, just look at Jerusalem. What's happening over there? They're taking away, they're trying to take away the land.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, George Bush saying, I'm going to
have to pay. Where are they going to put the land when they take it away? That's what I want to know.
Oh, the Muslims going to take it over.
Where are they going to put it, though? When they take the land, they have to put it somewhere.
It'll be there, but they'll be taken over.
Right. So when that happens, that's when the world's going to end?
No, that's just a part of it.
I just want to understand, Jamie told you so. I know that, you know, you've been paying attention to your religion for all of your life, and I haven't been inside a church in a long, long time, so you're going to have to clue me in here, because I really want to know when the end of the world is, because that way I can, you know, spend all my money that I've saved up before it actually comes.
Well, you're not going to get
Federal Reserve notes are going to be no use after the rapture.
This is a mark, you know, mark of the beast. You ever heard about that?
Yeah. Yeah, which doesn't apply until after the rapture.
It doesn't apply until after the rapture.
Right.
That's right. Because the good Lord above will come back and get us.
Uh-huh. So
rapture.
He's going to leave me here, isn't he?
He'll swing by, throw you all in the back of his El Camino.
Just listen at my timeline, would you?
Okay.
So the land
Lord
transfer.
Lord will come and get us.
Right, and that's after the Palestinian land transfer thing happens.
Just
so you know,
part of what's going to happen.
There's no triggering. There's no documented triggering event for the rapture. It's just once that happens, then we'll know the rest of this is about to fall into place.
I see.
So go ahead, Jamie.
Okay. And there's the rapture. Then the people that have left on Earth, they can either take the mark of the beast and be fooled into for it to eat and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So food will no longer be available after the rapture?
You have to take the mark of the beast just to eat.
Otherwise, I'll die.
That's right.
So if I die, if I refuse the mark of the beast, does that mean I get to go to heaven, or do I go straight to hell?
You go to heaven.
Wait a minute. You'll be beheaded. Wait, what?
You'll be beheaded.
Stop. Because the way I understood it was the rapture.
Like they're doing over in Iraq now.
Jamie, hold on. Follow me here because I need to understand. The rapture was supposed to be when all of the God-loving people were taken
to heaven.
There's
a second chance with the mark of the beast.
And everyone is now left behind. Left behind. And so all of the people who are still here on Earth. And are now see that everything is, in fact, the way as was written in the Bible, and are given a chance to redeem themselves by accepting God.
By refusing the mark of the beast.
Right.
And being beheaded.
Hold on for a minute.
Go ahead, Jamie.
Hold on.
No coughing allowed, Jamie.
Good. Lay off the Newports.
I don't smoke.
That's good, Jimmy. So then they offer the mark.
You sound like you should start.
So if they offer me the mark of the beast, because I don't believe in God right now, Jamie, and that means that you're going to get raptured and I'm not.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
If you don't, I don't know you very well.
Yeah.
I just know you by calling there.
I bet you'd like to get to know me though.
No. Mm-hmm. No, I
don't. Don't pay any attention to Ian. He was educated stupid.
If you don't believe in God, you'll be doomed for hell. That's what the Bible says.
But wait. But I get the second chance.
I believe in the Bible.
Wait, Jenny.
What about the second chance with the number of the beast?
Okay, well, hold on. I want to make sure I understand this.
You have to be right with God be right with God.
Can I get right with God before the mark of the beast is offered to me?
Yes.
But after the rapture?
No. You can.
Uh-huh.
But you'll be beheaded. Because you didn't.
Well, that's okay. I'm gonna go to heaven anyway, right? What's it matter how I die,
new head or not?
You don't. If you don't take the mark and get right with God, because that'll be the biggest revival of them all.
Mm-hmm.
Do
they have beheading squads? Does Satan have beheading squads that just kind of go around house to house? I mean, how's the whole beheading process going to go along? I mean, we've seen the government try to organize people, and we've seen the government try to, you know, feed people and clothe people. So you're saying if I want to get food, I have to go to the Satan minions or whatever they are, and then they're going to lob my head off.
There will be a false Christ.
Huh.
And he will do wonders.
Oh, and
everybody will believe in him. And if you don't believe in him, he's going to tell them to kill you.
I see. And that's when I get to go to heaven, if I don't believe in the false Christ.
Marco.
So this is perfect. As an atheist, I don't believe in God or Christ or any of that. So once the whole rapture thing happens, I still won't believe. And so therefore, when the fake Christ tries to get me to follow him, I'll refuse to, and I'll go to heaven. Sweet, atheists get to go to heaven. Jamie told you so. Thank you. I feel so good about my life now. We're going to talk to you again sometime, I'm sure. 800-259-5791. Wow, my whole life has been renewed here tonight.
Sure, a jerk.
Coming back with more. Take control of the show.
Did you know there is an easy and inexpensive way for you to look and feel better in less than 30 days? You can lose excess weight, have more energy, sleep better, and be mentally on top of your game without even trying. This is not about vitamins or the latest nutritional wonder product. We've all had enough of those. I'm talking about God's pure whole foods. When you consume them, you look and feel better automatically. And thanks to URI International, you don't have to endure tasteless food or the expense and hassle of juicing. Using biblical farming standards and 21st century technology, URI grows, harvests, and prepares God's whole foods in pure powder form to protect and lock in their nutrients. URI ships this powder from the farm right to your doorstep, so you can conveniently consume it either in delicious drinks or veggie caps. Don't wait any longer to look and feel your best. Click the bright orange and white URI banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. You can take control of the show and bring up, well, anything you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Popeye.
Hello, Popeye. It's Manwich.
Aye. Blow me down. Blow me up.
800-259-5791.
That's another show stick.
Yeah, that's true. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the archives there. Last 6 days of the show, as a matter of fact, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. No logging in, no membership fee. You just go get them at freetalklive.com. In fact, you can scroll down past day six, and you'll find a link to our friends at downloadradio.org. And over there, you'll find months worth of the show. All of it is for free, the way archives should be. freetalklive.com. This is a show about your calls and anything goes, so let's talk to Francis. In New York. Francis,
how are you
on Free
doing?
Talk. Well, hello, Francis. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torba and Manwich.
I got a kick out of your last conversation.
Just wait a minute, Francis. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay. Is the board op playing with the phone levels, or is that just are we just having phone line trouble?
I will fly to Minnesota and beat him.
We may be having phone line trouble.
Okay.
I was going to I was with the question.
We can't do it at this kind of a level. I can barely hear you, Francis. Are you speaking right into your phone?
I'm speaking directly into my phone.
Okay. We're going to try to get through this. Okay. Now you're back.
Okay. Originally, I was going to pose a few questions regarding, you know, the policies regarding Iran right now. But after our last caller,
yes,
I found it to be very sort of humorous, and it sort of appears to be a metaphor for the, I think, state of consciousness in the United States.
What is a metaphor? The caller himself,
yeah.
Jamie Cochiso?
I mean, sort of this sort of pseudo-mythological religion as sort of a metaphor that attempts to define different splits with policy and with the social fabric of the culture.
Has he lost either of you? Because I'm totally lost.
No, he hasn't lost. What he's trying to get at is that Jamie is representative of the four-cornered harmonic existence. never mind.
No, I just wanted to mention that, again, I believe religion is a social construct created by man for social stability and political control.
I agree with that.
I also want to state that, you know, when people look at the Bible, having studied theology and philosophy for many, many years, you know, the Bible is basically a persuasive fiction that's been cobbled together over thousands of years with many different texts from Babylonian, Sumerian, Greek, Hebrew.
I think of it as a big old storybook, personally.
It is. Yeah. And it is in many ways. It, you know, does provide a foundation with the moral that allows individuals to be, you know, controlled beyond, let's say, their own intellectual inclinations. And I wanted to also mention that the notion of the rapture is really a false doctrine that doesn't exist within the New Testament in any way. It was actually cobbled together in England in the 19th century. So in a sense, it really may be...
Is that true, Manwich?
Pardon me, sir?
I thought they rose up in Revelations. They talk about people rising up.
Well, no, not as a doctrine. Not as a doctrine. So in a sense, the rapture in many ways may be viewed by those end-timers, if we want to call them that, as really the great deception, which allows individuals not to have to follow specific trials and tribulations in one life simply because they feel they're already saved. And when you get into that mode, you get into problems. That's all I want to say about that.
Okay.
But I found it very interesting from sort of like a full culture. And I do believe that we need...
Wait, are you saying the... hold on. I'm still a little confused, and I want to understand.
Go ahead.
So you're saying that the revelation... Is the Revelations is a scam on religious people?
No, I'm not. I'm saying that the doctrine of the rapture isn't found in Revelation.
Somebody made it up.
The doctrine, yes, that was made up in England in the 19th century.
And it never actually got into the Bible. That's just somebody's been talking about it since then.
That's
and everybody
correct.
Believes in it.
No, I'm not talking about the book of Revelation, which is the final text of the New Testament. But we're talking about the notion of the rapture.
I'll take your word for it. You say you've done your research, and I certainly haven't. So what else was on your mind, Francis?
Basically, I'm very concerned about what's happening with Iran right now.
What is happening?
Well, the United States is moving to impose sanctions on Iran, and we've already threatened the country militarily and diplomatically.
Okay.
And what I'm concerned about is the fact that no one in the media is picking up on the fact that Iran has every right to a nuclear program. In fact, it was the United States in the early 1960s that forced the Adams for Peace program on Iran, and it was the World Bank and the IMF that funded the very expensive program that the Iranian government really didn't want, but the Shah Reza Pahlavi decided to accept it because he was so dependent upon foreign trade.
So basically, Iran is trying to develop nuclear weapons, and the United
Correct.
States is saying, you
not
can't
nuclear
do
weapons.
That.
Not nuclear weapons, but a nuclear program that allows for the creation of energy and research.
I see. So they can't even have, like, a nuclear reactor, then, basically.
Well, what it is, really, it's sort of like an ipso facto law. Under international law, they have every right to their nuclear program. Yet, and anyone that has...
Under U.S. law, they don't, because the U.S. is in control of the whole wide world.
No, but the point is, under international law, it's really Iranian sovereignty. So, in a sense, the issue has to be... actually settled either in the UN or in Geneva with an international court.
Hmm.
So this notion that the U.S. can go in or Israel can go in and attack them is really a great violation of sovereignty, and I believe will lead to World War III, whereby
You think old Russian, George Bush is going to attack Iran, basically?
Well, you know what I'm going to tell you? I've been reading over the last 2 weeks that he's drinking again. Being
man,
an alcoholic,
you have a story about
never
that.
Had therapy. And after,
alcoholics don't make the best decisions, do they Francis?
They don't. And that's
we used to work.
We do.
We used to work at a radio station running with one, and I wouldn't want to put him in control of the military either. Thanks for
that's
the call,
true.
Man. We
Thanks
appreciate it. 800. You know, our listeners just are so educated. I feel dwarfed by them sometimes. 1-800-259-5791. Although, where is he going to get the damn troops from to attack Iran? Seriously.
Can't imagine.
A draft? We'll talk about that coming up.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A 1 month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. If you make the call now, you will be able to be slipped in here before we're done tonight, because we're done at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And we, again, are doing this 6 nights a week, Monday through Saturday, 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern. So join us for every single moment. And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com, where we got all kinds of stuff for you. It's all free. Live streaming, the bulletin board system, archives, Shrine of Female Listeners, all of it on the house. Although we are asking you for a little bit of help. It's called the AMP program. Advertise, market, and promote. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live and you'd like to see us continue doing it far, far into the future with more radio station affiliates, with more internet listeners spreading the word of liberty and freedom around the country, if not around the world, you can help us for just $3 a month. For $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. We take those $3 and turn them right back around into advertising for the show. It doesn't go to Manwich, it doesn't go to Torgo, it doesn't go to me, it goes out and promotes Free Talk Live.
Let's do like they used to do in Orange County and put them into derivatives.
What's that?
They lost millions of people, taxpaying dollars in Orange County by investing in derivatives, which is The stock market's version of the lottery.
This is why...
Don't you have something shiny to be distracted by?
This is why Mailwich isn't in charge of the AMP program. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. In fact, we're going to have some pretty cool changes coming to the AMP program pretty soon. I think this weekend.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it'll be this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, good. We'll be announcing a number of cool things for AMP. But basically, when we reach our goal on the AMP program, we're going to reduce the amount of commercial time by 25% at least. So, get all the details, amp.freetalklive.com. So, guys, we've had a hell of a night tonight on Free Talk Live. We had Gene Ray on in hour number one, and we learned about timecube.com and that whole thing, which we might have him on again maybe in a few more months.
That'd be nice.
Because he's very entertaining.
Yes.
And then we had Jamie Todisso call in this hour, and he actually explained to us how it is that atheists get to go to heaven, which was just amazing.
I don't think that's exactly what he tried to be.
You know,
That's how I understood it.
I'm just going to come out and say it. Let me be the bad guy on the show. But I can't jump on the Jamie Todisso bandwagon.
What do you mean?
It's like talking to a fence post. I mean, it's bad. Bad.
You guys don't like Jamie Todisso?
He's a nice guy. He's a really nice guy. But
he gets praise like you wouldn't believe from some of our listeners.
I understand that. And I know you guys like him. And I like him well enough. He's a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
But
he means well.
Yeah. Just dumb.
Well, he's not listening to you, so I guess you can say that.
Oh, he doesn't listen to the show?
No, he just calls. He watches wrestling all night, and he calls in to anybody that's on our network.
Oh, so I see.
They actually have a thread on our bulletin board system at freetalklive.com called Jamie Spotting. So whenever somebody hears Jamie call in one of the network shows, they post the time and the show and when it was that he called in.
Well, never mind, because I was just trying to rile him up. I didn't know he didn't listen. Well, there goes my little bit of radio theater for tonight.
So,
flop.
So, and then our final caller, Francis, was suggesting that he thought we were going to invade Iran, which could happen, but with what troops? You know, where are they going to pull these troops from? Because we're pretty much tapped out. They barely could scramble enough troops to get over to New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. How are they going to do any sort of an offensive in Iran? Are we going to have the draft?
The only answer would be the draft.
Is the draft going to come back? Because otherwise they'd have to pull troops from all the 135 countries we're currently occupying, or remove them from Afghanistan and Iraq, which, as we know, they're not going to do anytime soon.
Yeah, I don't see any of that happening.
So, and as we pointed out in the past, the draft is going to be renamed National Service. It's going to be, they're going to put a friendly face and a friendly smile and a wink and a nudge on the draft.
Conscription.
Yeah,
slavery.
On slavery. And, of course, we can talk about that tomorrow night, or anything you want to talk about, because it is your show, and you're always free to take control. In the meantime, we'll see you online at freetalklive.com. It's been Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Again, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Join us online, freetalklive.com, and help amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com. Good night.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a dot?